So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shtei Ginei Zu Al Gabzu. There are two adjoining gardens at different levels owned by two people. V'hayerek Bein Time, as Rashi explains, B'skifas ha'goy v'shezu g'voy mizu, yeshumim oy b'tzalam. There are vegetables such as garlic or onions growing out of the vertical surface between the two gardens. Remeo Eimer Shel Elyon. The vegetables belong to the owner of the upper garden, because as Rashi writes, Shari afarehu u'mishalehu yoynik. It draws nourishment from the earth of the upper garden. Rabbi Yehuda Mishal Tachtein, they belong to the owner of the lower garden, because as Rashi writes, Sha'ala virehu munach, it's in the airspace of the lower garden. The Mishnah explains their reasoning. Reb Meir, im yirta elyon likiches afarei in kan yerek, if the earth of the upper garden were removed, the vegetables could not exist. Reb Yehuda im yirta hatachtein lamalas es ginasa in kan yerek, if the airspace of the lower garden were filled with earth, the vegetable could not exist. Therefore, Reb Meir me'acha sheshnein yechayil limche zel ze, roin mehechen yerek zechai. Since they each equally have the ability to prevent the other from owning the vegetables, its ownership is determined by its source of nourishment, the earth of the upper garden. The Gemara explains, Be'ikaroi, kulam alei pligi de elyon hava. All agree that the roots of the vegetables belong to the owner of the upper garden. Ki pligi b'naifi, their dispute is only regarding the foliage of the vegetables. Remeir saver shadi naifi basi ikaroi. The foliage has the same status as the roots, and so it belongs to the owner of the higher garden. The foliage does not have the same status as the roots, and it belongs to the owner of the lower garden. The Gemara cites two other brises that deal with a similar machlokes. If someone owns a tree in another person's property, anything that sprouts from the roots below ground, or anything that sprouts from the trunk above ground, belongs to the owner of the property because shadi naifi basa ikari. Whatever sprouts from the roots below ground belongs to the owner of the property. And whatever sprouts from the trunk above ground belongs to the owner of the tree, because lo yamrina shadi naifi basa ikari. Ilon, hayyotze min hagezo min asharoshin chayiv ba'ar ledivrei meir. Anything that sprouts from the roots or the trunk of a tree has the status of arla, and its produce is forbidden in the first 3 years, because shadi naifi basi ikari, and it's considered a new tree growing from the ground. Yehuda Eimer min hageza pater min asharoshin chayiv. Whatever grows from the roots is considered a new tree growing from the ground and is subject to the laws of arla. Whatever grows from the trunk is part of the old tree and does not have the status of arla because lo yamrina shadi naifi basi ikari. The Gemara explains that their dispute is recorded twice regarding mekech or memker de memoina, a sale, which is a monetary matter, and regarding arla, the isura, the laws of arla, which are a Torah prohibition. The Mishnah concludes, Reb Shimon, kol she'el yunyoch lifshit es yodiv elitol, harei ushaloi v'hashar shal tachten. Whatever is an arm's reach from above belongs to the owner of the upper garden, and the Gemara adds, u'bavad shlo ye'ones, as long as you can reach it without straining. Because as Rashi writes, as Reb Meir explained, because it draws nourishment from the earth of the upper garden. However, whatever is lower belongs to the owner of the lower garden. Although these also draw nourishment from the earth of the upper garden, it belongs to the owner of the lower garden because as Rashi writes, the elyon hu gufei of kuri mafkele hu legabei, sheginai hu leilitol reshus lekonis latech shechaver velilkert. The upper owner relinquishes them to the lower owner because he's embarrassed to ask for permission to enter the lower garden to pick these vegetables. The Gemara inquires, Megia l'noifai ve'im magia l'ikarai. If the owner of the upper garden can reach the foliage but not the roots, or conversely, Megia l'ikarai ve'im magia l'noifai, if he can reach the roots but not the foliage, does it belong to him or to the owner of the lower garden? The Gemara answers take with leaving the question unresolved. The Gemara rules, Halacha Kreb Shimon. And when the Persian king, Shabar Malka, who was familiar with Jewish law, heard this ruling, he commented, Apirion nimtai l'Reb Shimon. Let us extend graciousness to Reb Shimon. Hanrola chabayis v'aliyah, v'slikolo mesechta bav metziyah, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the 10th perek, and mesechta bav metziyah, and will begin mesechta bav avasra in the next shir, be'ezus Hashem.